Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is 12:07. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I am so proud to say that it is officially the first day of Black History Month. Welcome to February. We're going to be blackety black on this show, and we're going to be heavy about history and all the contributions and celebrations concerning African Americans and what we have contributed to making America the nation that it is today. We will not forget about people like Fannie Lou Hamer and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Rosa Parks and so many others, names that you may or may not have heard of. So you guys stick around. I want you to listen with your children, listen with your grandchildren, listen with your family members, because this is a family show and we have an amazing 3-hour lineup today on the Shaletta Show. Lindsey Brown, our producer, put together an amazing cast of characters. And first up to bat, one of my favorite guests, political analyst Brian McDaniel with Momentum Advocacy, is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Now, Brian, I saw you on Almanac, and I just have to say I get a little jealous whenever I see you on somebody else's show. So you may see a pattern of behavior with me, because whenever I see you on with Tom Hauser or I see you on Almanac, I tell Lindsey, hey, make sure you get Brian on, because I just need everybody to know you belong to me. Okay, they can borrow you for a segment or two or an episode or two, but this is where the mail comes. I just need everybody to know that. Uh-huh.
Well, I would just like to say that, you know, it was very moving hearing you talk about how, you know, important and impactful, you know, African-American, you know, historical leaders are. And then now, it's enough with that. Let's move on to the whitest man of America, all the way from Westville, Minnesota, Brian McDaniel.
I'm an equal opportunity. I just need everybody to know.
Yeah, I appreciate
this
that.
This is open space. And so if one of the whitest. You are not as white as Blois. Blois got everybody beat.
I'm a DEI hire for this show, and I appreciate that.
And a very capable one, might I add. And I'm going to test your civics. I'm going to test your political science before we get to some political knowledge. Because my head is is spinning, and I've got some middle schoolers, so they take civics, they take you know, political science classes, they take sociology, and I was always taught, Brian, that there were three branches of government. I was always taught that there's a system of checks and balances in place, and no one person can run this country, and you know, you don't have to worry about anybody taking over, because this branch does this and this branch does that and this branch does the other thing, and if one goes out of line, the other branch will step in. And they made us feel very secure when I was in fourth grade that something like what's happening right now would not happen, but it is actually happening. And you see it, and it is happening in rapid fire, rapid speed progress that it took 60 years to build. It is being erased with the stroke of a pen. What is going on? Do we have no system of checks and balances going on right now in this country that Donald Trump is just able to use his pen and erase laws and create this type of chaos that we're seeing right now?
Well, I teach American government at Concordia University, and every fall I teach this class, and every fall I fall in love with the American system of government. So I am one of the people who believe that not only do we have checks and balances, but that they work. Now, those are being tested right now, but there's a couple different reasons for it. I always say that government is a car, and politics decides who's driving the car. So the car can go fast, it can go slow, it can go left, it can go right, but that's really determined by who's driving. And Americans made a choice, one that, a lot of people are very nervous about, and the first couple weeks of that choice are a doozy so far. But, we, the American people, have put people in control of the car, and they are driving it in ways that many of us don't like. Now, what's extra frustrating is that this is kind of what they said they were going to do. So I can remember, and many of your listeners probably remember, but for those who don't, my background is Republican. I've worked for the Republican Party. I worked for Republicans at the House of Representatives. I worked for a Republican governor. And I can remember that when Barack Obama got elected, and then he started to kind of, implement Obamacare, remember, people lost their mind. And I remember saying, hey, I didn't vote for him, but this is what he said he was going to do. You can't get mad at a politician for doing what they said they're going to do. Now, with Donald Trump, I can't even lie and say that I'm not surprised at how some of the things that he has kind of talked about during the campaign have manifested themselves. Now, what we have seen, though, is that the checks and balances that you're talking about, they have deployed themselves. Donald Trump went forward with an executive order, and what happened? A court stopped it. That's checks and balances. We might not like that it got to that point. It's kind of the same thing with, conservatives who, maybe didn't like that President Biden was forgiving student loan debt. Well, what happened? A court determined that was unconstitutional. So we do have checks and balances. They are unfortunately still controlled by people, and people are flawed. But what I will say is that the greatest sin that I have found with some of our politicians in the last, 10, 15, 20 years is how they have eroded our faith in government. Because once the people stop believing in it, they stop participating in it. And then we start getting, people driving, the government car that are unqualified to do so.
Okay, help me answer this question, because I saw Senator Tina Smith online, and she was talking about some of the things that President Trump was doing with regard to Identity Month and, and some other, things, the Pentagon and the FBI and, gutting the FBI and all these things. And she was saying, someone needs to stop Donald Trump. He's doing this, he's doing that. And I don't remember the exact language that she used, but everyone who was in her comments was saying, well, you're in Washington, why don't you do something? What are you doing other than being outraged on social media? That's what we're doing in Minnesota. We're not in Washington. We're counting on you. Is there anything that a senator can do, or the Senate can do? Are they a part of this system of checks and balances? If he does something like try to gut the FBI, the false DEI assertions about the plane crashing because of DEI or any number of things, identity months, not releasing the FBI information about Dr. King and JFK and RFK. Is there anything that Tina Smith or Amy Klobuchar can do if they feel like he's doing something that is against or that will hurt the American public, like getting rid of the FBI, whose job it is to watch out for terrorists?
Well, to a certain extent, we do have separation of powers. So it's supposed to be that the elected officials, the senators and the congresspeople, that they make the laws. The president's not supposed to make the laws. In fact, the president's not allowed to. The Supreme Court isn't allowed to. But what has happened is that we have allowed the expansion of executive orders. And this is something that Republicans and Democrats have done over over our lifetime. They have extremely, increased the amount of governing that is happening through executive order. And that's largely because on big issues, the legislature and, Congress wasn't acting on issues like immigration, reproductive rights, all of these things. We weren't getting laws. We weren't getting protections that were being voted on and passed. So the presidents, Republican and Democrat, were clarifying these major policy issues through executive orders, which is inappropriate. But what I can tell you is, so Congress is supposed to make the laws. The president has a checks and balance that he can veto and all that stuff. His branch, the executive branch, is where, some of these law enforcement and agency decisions lie. So to a certain extent, some of the things within these agencies are under the president's purview. Now, another check and balance is, that Congress controls the purse strings. Congress decides, what gets funded and what doesn't. That's not something that the president does or the Supreme Court. So I think that Senator Smith, Senator Klobuchar, Representative Emmer, Representative Stauber, and everybody else, they have extremely important jobs. And those jobs are not just to oppose everything that the president says, but also, obviously, not to support everything the president says. They are supposed to work together, Republicans and Democrats. They are supposed to work together to craft the laws that govern and protect their constituents. And then the president says thumbs up or thumbs down. The president's not supposed to be what starts these conversations. The president's supposed to be the last part of it. And so we need to implore our elected officials, both sides, that they need to be the adults. They need to be telling the president this is the direction that the people who voted for them want to go. And then the president can go thumbs up or thumbs down. We can't just react to Donald Trump. And that's everybody we elect. We need more out of them than just universally praising or universally condemning things that the president does.
All right. We got to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Brian McDaniel from Momentum Advocacy, because I want to ask him if these Dems, the House Dems, are going to be back at the Capitol in time for my Black Entrepreneurs Day event on Monday. That's the question on the Shaletta Show.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Part of this event, Jim Nash is going to be there speaking with and meeting with business owners. And everybody's going to be there except the DFL legislators in the House. Brian McDaniel with Momentum Advocacy is on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker hotline. Brian, this is messing up all my plans because we got 355 business owners coming in here to the Capitol on Monday, on my word that they're going to meet with their legislator from heavily Democratic districts, and their legislator may not be there. Is there any chance, Brian, that they actually will show up on Monday?
Well, you know, I would love to tell you that there is, but there is almost no chance. Negotiations between the House Republicans and House Democrats are not going in the right direction. And you know, you as a citizen and as an event planner should be extraordinarily angry. I, as a citizen and as a lobbyist representing, you know, groups all the way from, you know, homelessness groups to Fortune 500 companies, I'm very upset because we're not doing the people's business. And the people out there should be very angry about what's going on and why. You know, if I can be indulged here for a second and remind people, after the election, we had a 67-67 tie in the House. That tie was broken because a court, check and balance, a court determined that a DFL representative did not live in his district and was unable to take that seat. So until that seat is filled, the Republicans have a 67-66 lead. Now you might ask yourself, well, Brian, well, why? When are they going to fill this seat? Well, March is what it's looking like now. And the Democrats, and I'm just going to, you know, throw a little bit of shade at the Democrats here. The House Democrats have decided that because they can't control what happens until they get their 67th member, that they're not going to come to the Capitol, because then that prevents there being a quorum and you can't have meetings. You can't have an organization. And to me, that is so wildly inappropriate to say that even though the legislative session started on January 14th, that they're not going to come to the Capitol until sometime in early March because they can't control what happens. Well, that's no one's fault but the legislator who didn't live in his district and anybody who indulged that.
Okay, so stop right there.
Yeah.
What is happening now at the Capitol? Are we able to do any kind of legislation? Are we able to handle business? Are we able to do anything? Are folks just sitting around twiddling their thumbs because there's not a quorum happening? Are they over there playing dominoes and spades and checkers? What the hell are they doing?
Well, let's give the Minnesota Senate a little bit of credit, because the Minnesota Senate has worked out between the Republicans and Democrats. They have worked out a power sharing agreement. So even though for a brief period of time, due to Carrie Dietzick's passing, there was a 33-33 tie in the Minnesota Senate, Republicans and Democrats figured out how to do business, how to have committees, how to, you know, run the floor. And now that there is, by way of special election, a 34th Democrat, now we're going back to the Democrats being in control.
Okay, so why couldn't the House do that, Brian? What happened? It's got to be somebody's fault. Can we point some fingers at somebody? Because who's supposed to be the leader? What is going on? They got to get back to doing the people's business. They can't, it's like I take my ball and go home because I can't win the game. I don't understand what's going on. You know, as an outsider and just a regular voter, it just doesn't make sense to me that we just can't work together as adult human beings.
Well, and you say who's supposed to be in charge? Well, we can't even get to the point of putting somebody in charge. What had happened was that the Republicans were showing up. The House Republicans, they came to the floor There was, some complicated political stuff that happened there. But ultimately, the Republicans then picked a speaker just on their own. They picked committee chairs just on their own, and they were trying to hold committee hearings. They actually, let's give them a little bit of credit, they actually were trying to do the work. And they were saying, Democrats, come to the Capitol, and then we can all work together. But the Democrats are just not interested in allowing the Republicans to pick the Speaker of the House, because unlike the Senate, it was a tie, and then the Democrats were in control. In the House, the Republicans are up by one. When we have this special election, it'll just get us back to a tie. So the Democrats won't be able to necessarily undo any of the things that the Republicans pick. And that's what they don't like. And I understand that. The Democrats in the House are playing the cards they have. And I think that they look terrible. I think that the optics of it are terrible for them. And I think that they are completely missing how this is being perceived out in their districts. But they just feel very strongly that in March, when we have this election, that the Democrats will probably win, but it's not a guarantee. Mm-hmm. They're saying that they want then things to go back to a 50-50 split. And if you're the Republicans, you can do that. But the Republicans are remembering back to the last 2 years when the Democrats did not work with them. The Republicans were not part of the process, and the Democrats did that because they didn't have to include the Republicans. So you get treated the way you treat people. And I think that what's happening now is that the trifecta is coming back to bite the Democrats, because they did not act very inclusively with Republicans. And they didn't do that because they didn't have to. But now they're expecting the Republicans to give them some regard, and Republicans don't have to.
Okay, tell me this. Yesterday, Melissa Hortman, DFL speaker, designate Melissa Hortman, issued a statement because she said she was at the Capitol. She was ready to go negotiate with Representative DeMuth, and she refused to meet with her. She said she was at the Capitol at 9 a.m., and she was hoping that she would join her, and she didn't. What's going on with that?
Well, here's what I would say. Once upon a time, I worked for the Speaker of the House, and that was 2006. So it's been a long time since I've been in those rooms. But as I understand it, what happened was is that former Speaker Hortman, who I have a ton of respect for, she and I have known each other longer than either of us have been in politics. But Hortman, offered to meet with Representative Damuth, but that wasn't anything that Representative Damuth had agreed to. So I also think it's a little disingenuous to say, well, Shaletta, I asked you to go to breakfast this morning and you weren't there. Well, that's not the same thing as you having promised to be there. The Republicans have been asking the Democrats to come to work since January 14th. So I think that they are playing the inside game. They're not playing the outside game, which is where people are sitting at their kitchen tables right now, getting ready to have lunch, kind of wondering, why isn't anybody working? I've had representatives tell me that they don't want to walk their dog anymore because that when they go outside, their neighbors are saying, go back to work. Well, that is the cue that they should take. I heard of another representative whose father-in-law called them up and was saying, why aren't you at the Capitol?
Because if they go back, it looks like they lose. And nobody wants to be a loser. That's what we are. We're not in a situation in this country where we want to negotiate or we want to work together. I wish that they would take a cue from the Senate. But, if you go back to work, then somebody gets to say they won and somebody has to say they lost. And, sadly, that is where we are in this country, where we are not negotiating with one another. We are out of time. I will see you Monday, right? You come into Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. You will be working the registration table with your team for Momentum Advocacy.
I'm coming, and I'm bringing my team with me.
Whoop, whoop. Are you bringing Amy? Is Amy coming?
I'm sure Amy will stop by.
Yay! That's my girl. All right. Thank you, Brian, for helping me to plan this event on Monday. I don't think that I could have done it without you. For the past 3 years, you have been so instrumental in making this a success to help small businesses owned by Black people. And look how we work together. We do not have the same political beliefs. And we still work together. I need our legislators to take, maybe we should hold a class or of some kind.
It's love and trust. Love and trust.
Love and
they
trust.
They don't have it.
Baby, they don't have it. And we don't have it in our government anymore. It is 1233. Yep. You're listening to The Shaletta Show. We'll be right back.